Now, if you will, turn back then to the sign out sheet. Okay, so this was the biggest feedback I received last year. And praise the Lord, this is where we talk about good problems. So when we have 120 more kids last year than we had the year before, the biggest mess that we had was when the kids left the auditorium, right? We had a big mess with that. So this is, as best as we can for this point and trying to keep it simple, a simpler way of doing things there. Actually, I want to encourage you to go back before that to a sheet. It's going to be before the registration, and it's going to say arrival and dismissal procedures. I want to make sure I go through this. All right. This is going to be as close to we can as possible, our procedures on this. Think of any questions you would have, I would be glad to answer them after we walk through this. Okay? So this is my encouragement. Drive slowly and cautiously through the parking lot, of course, especially during this time because kids are going to be ducking and dodging all over the place. So make sure that you're watching very carefully. And I want to encourage you, if you can, park farther away from these front entry doors here, these double doors. We want to leave as many spots as we can there for our guests who are joining us. We don't want them to have to walk a long ways away. We can do that to come in. Okay, so as we do this then, make sure if you can to park farther away. If you can't, if you need a handicapped spot, please take it. But if you can walk further away and be a blessing to our guests, please do. Now, during the morning procedures, during the closing procedures, the doors that everyone should be coming in should be those double doors right here. We're not going to open up multiple entryways for people to come in and come out of it. It makes it too complicated. If you have a fob and you're coming in at 8:30 in the morning, go through whatever door you want. I'm not too worried about it. But for the picking up, the dropping off of kids, we're telling everyone those front doors right there. That's the only option that they have. Now, upon arrival every day, children should go to the correct registration table to check in with their group. Now, we're officially saying that registration kicks off at 8:30 a.m. 8:30. We're asking the registration people to be here earlier, especially the first day, but we're officially saying 8:30. Now, if a kid gets here before that, this is a new thing that we're going to do. We're going to open up the gym for supervised gym time until 8:40 a.m. Now, if you are a responsible teen, and I've already got Joe Church smiling at me in the back because I know he wants to do this, you can watch that supervised gym time, but they are out of there at 8:40 because that's still going to ensure that they have enough time to go and do their check-in stuff. And then these doors open at 8:45. Why do I not open them up earlier? Because they're running sound checks, they're running skit stuff. I'm up here making sure everything's good to go. 8:45 is when those doors open, and that's when the kids can come in. If you're a guide or if you're a helper, this is where you are, right here. Okay? And we may need to figure out something with the chairs, because praise the Lord, we have more groups than we have rows of seats. So we'll figure all that out. But so with that then, as we're looking at this, you will have then at your row, there's going to be a big yardstick, and it's going to have your group there. Okay. So the first day, you're really going to have to check with kids a little bit. But after that, you're going to know pretty quick, here's my kids. So my encouragement to you, if you're a guide or helper the first couple days, is learn who your kids are, right? Because then they'll be going there as well. We will have the information there out there for the kids as to what groups they're in and those things when they come in. Okay? So they come in then, and then they check in. Now, during check-in time, a lot of the parents will bring their kids. Not all of them will, especially the older kids. What they'll do is they'll check in. So go back and look at that check-in sheet. Or I'm sorry, not the check-in sheet, the sign-out sheet. Or they'll do the check-in stuff. And then there will be this daily sign out, and it'll have the child's name, and registration people will ask the child, who's picking you up, Johnny? And if they say, my dad, well then you just write down their name if they know the name. If they don't know the name, just write down dad, okay? And then that's what they'll do. So then that's written down by registration. Guides and helpers, you will have this sheet. Then when it is dismissal time. So one of the things we're doing at dismissal, and here's the thing. I know that it's hard sometimes to get all the groups in here, to get everything going right at 11:30. I'm starting at 11:30. It doesn't matter if it's just me and the pre-K kids. We're going to start at 11:30. It's going to be out at 11:55. When kids are out at 11:55, there's going to be three spots that they go to. That's it. Pre-K is being dismissed first out the back doors to their room. Pre-K check-in, pre-K check-out happens there. They will pre-register in the commons, and we'll have signs up all over the place for this. They will check in and check out in their room. Okay? So then the parent goes there in pre-K, and they say to whoever's checking them out there, they will say, you'll say if you're the guide or helper doing this, so guides and helpers figure out who you want to do this. You'll say, oh, what's your name? Who are you picking up? Oh, I'm picking up Johnny. Well, what's your name? Well, my name's Brad. Oh, are you Johnny's dad? Yes, I'm Johnny's dad. They sign the kid out, and then they go. Okay? Is this an extra step? Yes. Legally, functionally, it's something we believe that we need to do to keep dismissal and those things as safe as possible. If there is an issue as far as don't let the dad pick him up because of custody issues or that kind of stuff, we'll let you know as far ahead as we can. Okay? So that there's three areas then that they pick up. Pre-K gets picked up in the rooms. Kindergarten through third grade gets picked up right here. And they're staying in their rows, so we got to keep them cajoled there in the rows. But they're getting picked up right here. Okay? Fourth grade through seventh grade goes to the gym. They're not playing games in the gym. They're hanging out there with their groups. Because if we let them all run over the place, good luck with that. It's going to be even worse than it was. But we're going to have them there in the gym doing the same thing. So you have your group there, and you're checking out your group. Now, you may say to me, well, Brad, what if I miss Johnny's dad one day? He doesn't sign him out. We'll live with it, right? But we're trying as much as we can to eliminate liability here, okay? Questions on signing them out. Sue Bilsing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Right.
But your child's teacher is done. Mm-hmm. What to do with your child.
So the question is, what if you've got the kids here and you have a kid that you have to pick up that's in another group? That's why there's more than one of you there. My encouragement to you would be at that point, let's say there's just one or two kids left, leave your helper there. And you go pick up Nikki, and then you come back, or something like that. Meg.
I can't remember how we did this last year. I think I've done it one year.
Mm-hmm.
There were usually a slip of paper.
That's what we did last year. We're not going to do the paper again. Yeah, we're not going to do the paper again. This paper's gone. Paper's gone. Code words are gone. All that's gone. We're going to try this out, okay? Very similar to what we do with Awana. We're going to try something new here. I think and I hope and I pray it's a lot simpler than that. This is the best that we can come up in a simplified way so far to try to eliminate the issues that we had last year with dismissal. It's always going to be somewhat chaotic. That's just going to be how it is. Okay? You got 280 kids at the end of the day that have just been pumped up on everything else and they're leaving. Okay? That's just going to be a part of it. But we're trying to eliminate liability as much as we can. Diane.
Okay,
yes. Excellent. Excellent. Excellent.
Joey, you may not know this yet, but you're going to be the check-in
check. Yes.
If you don't have that right name tag on, if you didn't check in yet, you come back here.
Excellent. So, the registration they will have on there, the day of the week, and the group name. So let's say they're in Helium. It's going to say Helium. So if a kid gets lost, then you can look at your sheet and say, here's where Helium is, right? Okay.
We'd like to have some helpers in the gym by 8:15.
Mm-hmm. Yes, as much as we can, 8:15, That is the goal. And I apologize, we are going to go longer than an hour. I figured you probably already knew that, but there's a lot of new stuff this year, and this is just the reality of it. Teresa, all the way in the back. Yeah, well, I mean, we'll get them. Right. Well, that will help with the note cards, so we don't have to worry about that. But yeah, we can get them a tag. We'll be all right. We'll try to find some extra sticky ones or something. Well, that's not going to help if they rip it off. But Brenda. We're gonna try to keep it as simple as possible by we're gonna have all the signs up and it's gonna say, here's where you pick up these kids. We're gonna have it on their opening sheet right when they come in that first day. I'm gonna communicate it from up here if they come in. Okay, one thing we're not gonna have happen again, because this happened last year, and this is where we got into trouble, and this is there on that sheet. They cannot grab their kid if they're en route to their area. So if they have a fourth grader who's going to the gym, they can't say, hey, Johnny, let's go. They cannot do that. They pick them up in the gym. We're not going to allow that because then that complicates it for everyone else. And you're sitting there, where's Johnny? What's going on here? They have to pick them up in that area. Jim.
In light of your statement, we're not going to allow that.
Right. Well.
If you're traveling.
Right.
Let's just say you're in the room. Mm-hmm. And you're expecting the dad to pick up a child.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the guy.
Right.
So I'm going to be doing that, or Joe will be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
What else are we doing? And there's a problem.
Right.
Aunt Sally shows up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pick her up today or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And your statement says we're to get you involved.
Right.
How do we leave the room when there's no one to leave the rest of the kids in the room with?
That's why you got a helper. You're supposed to give them the sheet and say, okay, you got to handle this. So what Jim is asking is a right.
You want us to walk?
Yes. With me, to me. Okay, let's go through the scenario. So let's say, because this is a real thing that's going to happen. Let's say that Johnny is being picked up by Dad, but Aunt Susie shows up. And Aunt Susie says, I'm picking up Johnny. So here's what Jim is going to do then. Brad is going to be in one of two spots. You're going to look for me, text me, contact me, whatever. I'm going to be in this room, or I'm going to be in that room in the commons. And you're going to come find me, and I'm going to deal with it so you don't have to. And we'll call Johnny's dad. We'll do whatever. We'll go to the church office. If there's eight of us, we'll figure it out. But we're going to handle it, okay? I don't think it's going to happen too much, but it very well could. So if that's the case, you come find me, and we'll handle it. Teresa.
Can I have one suggestion?
What's that? Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
I mean,
I'll have to get somebody here to coordinate it. But, yeah, we'll figure it out. That's a good idea. Okay, I know that's one of the biggest changes. And if I sound hardline on it, it's kind of because we got to be a little bit. I mean, that's just the reality. Okay. Again, sorry, we're going to go longer than we have to, or than we said we would. We will have it recorded if you are going to have to leave. But as we've talked about those things then, as we've talked about arrival and dismissal, let's then go then. We're going to go through a day in the life of a kid or how the schedule is going to be different this year. So basically what we've got going on then is 18 schedules going on at once instead of just one big one, believe it or not. So I want you to turn then to the 2018 VBS schedule. This is directly after the volunteer list, the 2018 schedule. Now, if you're a guide or if you're a helper, well, here's what I want to encourage you to do right now. I want to encourage you to circle and memorize what group you are. If you are Neon 1, I want you to memorize Neon 1. That is who you are for that week. That's your identity. That's who you are. And then I want you to circle as well your areas or your rooms that you're in. Okay? So let's walk through this And let's say that I am the child that is coming to Vacation Bible School that morning. Okay? So I am in Group 2 Led. That's just the one I picked out. Group 2 Led. I am in Teresa Anderson's group. Oh man, I got to be with Anne Marie and her group. I don't know about this. But let's say that I am in Led. Okay? So I come to Vacation Bible School that morning, and my mother did a wonderful job in pre-registering me. So here's what happens. We come into VBS, and we go into the grade 2 table. And they say, okay, little Bradley, you are in Led. And they write that on my name tag. Okay? So then when the doors open and I come in here, I see Led, and I go sit there with Miss Teresa, with her helper Juliana, and we are there in Led. Okay? And I am in here at the opening rally from 9 to 9:25 a.m. Okay? We're looking here. I'm in rotation 1 then, as you're going to see Led. From there, I am going to go from there to lesson time. Okay? So I have a 35-minute lesson time after that. Now, the guide and the helper are leading me to wherever it is that I'm going. And I'm going to go to lesson time. And I am in classroom 106, being taught by Jody Moore, with Debbie Bess as her helper. Right? So I am there at lesson time. Then I'm going to go there to from there to snack time. Now, snacks are going to be a little bit different this year because we're trying to stop as much congestion in snack time. So what you're going to see there is snack area 1 or snack area 2. Rotation 2 is going to have snack time fully there in the commons, right? Now, if you would go then a couple sheets over to your snack schedule, now this is really, these are for the snack people and that kind of stuff. It's going to share with you where you can eat at. Okay, so snack area 1, they're going to eat outside by the front cross. They're going to eat in the commons. They're going to eat in the courtyard. There's different areas you can go to, right? And this is, these simplified sheets are really for the people serving in those roles. So if you're in games, you're not looking through everybody, who do I have when? You just know, okay, here's who I have when. Okay? So you're going to be able to see there where you're going to go. And not only where you're going to go, but where you can eat at or where you can have your snack in during that time. So we'll go to snack time. We're in snack area 1 in the commons. And all these different groups are going to be going through there at the same time you are. Okay? So you're going to have in rotation 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 groups. Now remember, these groups are not as big as the classes were last year. But basically what we're doing then is we're trying to split these times in threes. Okay? We're trying to, as best we can, be able to get everybody through in a timely manner. If you're in pre-K, you've got the snacks, they're being delivered to you. You don't even have to pay them a tip. I'm telling you what. Sharon's got these girls down. They know what they're doing. If you're in rotation 2, you're having it in the gym lobby. And we've tried to, as much as we can, kind of put the classes that they're going around this. Now, the other thing you're going to notice, if you've been around with us as well, is that this schedule is using much more of our building, and there are different times put in here. And the reason for that is so, basically, we're not all at the same hall time. We're not all having the same bathroom time. We're not all having the same things at the same time, right? We're not going to have first graders, third graders, and fifth graders all trying to use the bathroom, the same bathroom at once, we hope. So we're trying to put those things in place as much as we can. So we go to snack time, and then I have game time, okay? Now, we've got to come up with an alternate plan. I got to talk with Shane if it's raining, because there's going to be a whole lot of groups having fun in the gym at once if it's raining. But with game time, then, there's two outside areas. The game time will still be right out here, and I will have a map to you here very soon. That's the one thing that I never get done before this meeting. I promise you I tried really, really hard, but I was not able to get there. And it will have those areas marked out by cones, and there will be an older kids group and a younger kids group for games. Okay? They will not be as big as last year's groups, but they still will be pretty large. But with that, then they will go to games. And then after games is over, I have all my fun at playing knee tag with Shane at game time, because that's one of our Awana favorites. Then I go to craft time. Now, if you will look at the craft schedule, just a few pages over from there, It's the last one there. I tried to just keep it in order for rotation one. You're going to see that I am in lead. So I'm going to be in the middle group. There's three craft groups depending on your age. So I'm going to be in the middle group there from 11 to 11:25 with Teresa Landrum, Rachel Church, and Abby Church, and they'll be walking me through my craft time. 11:25 hits, and then Teresa Anderson and Juliana bring us back in here to the auditorium. Okay? Then I'm in second grade, and Mom comes to pick me up. She comes in here to pick me up. She fills out the sign-out sheet. She is who she says she is based on what the sheet says is who's supposed to pick me up. And I go home with Mom. End of day. Okay? Now, I know that looks a lot different than previously. Let's go through one more because I just want to make sure we have this down. Okay? Let's go through, because I love my buddy Jim, I want to pick on him a little bit. Let's go through platinum with Jim Wilson, number 7, okay? So Jim's in rotation number 3. So I come here in the morning, and I'm a big bad 7th grader, so my mom doesn't tell, or I come in on my own, my mom doesn't come in with me, but I say, Dad's going to pick me up, okay? So registration writes that my dad, Charlie Harris, is going to pick me up on the sheet, and then I go right in here. Jim and Joe welcome me. And after the opening rally's over, we go straight to craft time. Now, wait a second. Where is my craft time? Well, my craft time then, as a member of Platinum, is in room 304. So I am all the way down on the other end of the building in the 300 science room building in where I currently have Sunday school class, where Mike Clark used to have class. Okay? So I am there. And we are going through our craft time together. Then that ends, and then it's lesson time. Well, praise the Lord, lesson time is only one room over in the Bible room at the high school, and Pastor Aaron teaches us our Bible lesson there during lesson time. That finishes up, and we go over back into the commons. We have our snack, then we go from there outside, and then we go from there back into the auditorium here. And then my dad comes and he signs me out and Jim lets me go home. And we have a wonderful time at VBS. The biggest thing is this, guides and helpers, stick to your schedule. Don't worry about the other schedules, stick to your schedule. All right? Now again, teachers are not involved in this. Teachers are simply teaching 3 times. Teachers, helpers that are craft helpers, those type of people. My encouragement to you during the rallies is don't be outside in the commons talking. Be in here helping the guides and the helpers to control the kids because we're going to need it. Okay? Still be active, still be present, still be doing those things. But the guides and the helpers are walking them from place to place. Questions on walking through all that. Pastor Scott, all the way in the back. Correct. I'm sorry. He's going to go to the gym. That's my fault. He's going to go to the gym. I'm going to go to the gym with Jim. Kristen. I'm going to leave that to the guides and the helpers and whatever fits that group as far as going to the bathroom and those things right afterwards. I think it's a great idea, but I'm going to leave that up to them. Nancy.
He doesn't sound,
but what
if they don't know who's picking them up? Like, okay, so he's a big fat 7th grader.
Yes.
Yeah, he didn't bother to ask his mom. His mom didn't tell me he doesn't know if mom or dad's coming.
Okay, so with that, so the other thing I wrote there on that arrival and dismissal sheet is if they don't know, it's okay for them to put, it could be mom or it could be dad, and here's their names. Okay. And then we'll just, you know, if mom comes and it's on there, okay. If not, have them come see me and we'll figure it out.
Right.
Yes, Diane.
Registration form that they filled out to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. It will have, here's who usually does it, but we still need to ask just to make sure. Ginger.
Break policy, or is it what you do about craft and break?
It's got the whole time kind of built in. So, I mean, some of the events aren't going to last exactly right on. So just kind of cut into your regular rhythm of, okay, does anyone need to go to the bathroom? Here's a good time to do it. There you go.
When you finish up your craft, take 5 kids to the
bathroom. Yeah, I mean, however you work that out with your helper, yes. Pastor Scott. Excellent. Thank you. Kristen.
Is it possible in lieu of yogurt to have cheese sticks instead?
We're gonna simplify it to 3 snacks this year. And we're going to pick, I talked to Sharon earlier, we're going to pick our favorite 3, and there you go. So we'll get there. Anyone else? Yes, I'm going to get there. I'm just not there yet. I'm trying real hard, but I'm going to get there. Yes, Joni. Right. 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 Yeah. We don't want one-on-one in bathroom. We want to take multiple kids if possible. You know, if they're older kids, obviously it's not going to be an issue because they can go in and you can sit outside. But especially with the pre-K, the younger ones, we want several kids in there at once. We don't want to put ourselves in a one-on-one situation that could have consequences down the road. Excellent. Okay, anyone else? Again, I apologize. I know we went long, but this is our one meeting, so we're not calling you back for 2, so I know it's a lot different. Pastor Aaron.
Well, I might didn't mention this, but I know pastors, we occasionally had issues where, if one station for one group falls behind, it creates a domino effect in the schedule. And so, especially if you're a teacher, if you're in control of a station, just keep an eye on the clock.
Yes. Excellent. We do have some hall time built out, but not completely. We couldn't do it completely with having a 35-minute lesson. But please, if you are crafts, games, teaching, be mindful of the clock. Lessons, you got 35. Crafts, you got 25. Stop at 23. You know, stop at 22. Stop early. It's better to be early than late. Sherry. I do. That is on the teaching schedule there. You got your favorite room, so I got you taken care of. And then each of the groups have it there as well. Anything else? Okay. Here's what I'm going to encourage us to do. We're going to just take a couple minutes and we're going to pray, and then we're going to have some breakout sessions. So here's what I'm going to do. I would like to actually, Pastor Scott, if you could close us out in prayer, and then I've asked Bart, so we'll have our head elder and our senior pastor just pray for VBS, the things ahead, you know, just briefly pray, and then from there we're going to go to breakout sessions, and I'll keep these up here, but here's what we're going to do. If you're a guide or you're a helper, stay here. We're going to have a brief breakout with you. If you're a teacher, go to the conference room. If you're in registration, go to the commons, and I'll keep these up for the rest of you. Games, you're going to be right over here in 106, and then as well, my other slide for some reason didn't show up, but crafts, you'll be in 105. Sharon, if you need to go over anything, you'll have the kitchen. Peggy.
What if you are here for the first time and don't know?
then you're going to come see me and you're going to get an assignment. All right. Bart, if you would open us in prayer, Pastor Scott, then if you would close us out, and then we're going to go from there.